This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
This week we're reading a reflection by Sarah Aswell, a freelance writer living in Missoula, Montana. She holds an MFA in creative writing from the University of Montana, and her work has been widely published in prominent magazines and journals.
Aswell also writes short, humorous pieces and sometimes performs stand-up comedy around Missoula.
Here, Aswell reflects on how the positivity of saying yes, something we're culturally encouraged to do, can end in very negative results. She writes,
"One of the central tenets of collaborative comedy writing is the rule of yes and. The concept is simple. When someone has an idea, you should not only validate that idea, no matter its absurdity, by saying yes, but you should also add something new to the scene by saying and. Yes, and is the way that humor happens, the way that relationships reveal themselves and stories are told. Yes, and is when I tell you that I'm throwing a birthday party, and you tell me that not only are you attending, but that you are bringing your donkey. Yes, and means that we aren't just going to attempt a diamond heist, we're going to do it naked." The rule of yes, and was so inspiring and instructive for me in comedy writing that I began to apply it to my entire life. Yes, and moved me from the East Coast to the West like a chess piece hopping on felt across the states. Yes, and propelled me into relationships that I would not otherwise have been bold enough to form. And then, yes, and also sometimes broke them up again, just as boldly. Yes, and was the acceptance of opportunities immediately followed by action over and over again. 2 3-letter words yoked to a covered wagon, lurching my pioneer life wildly forward. But life isn't a comedy scene, and always saying yes can be just as limiting as always saying no. As Kay Ryan writes in her poem, Yeses, it leads you through a series of diminishing doors, ending in one too small to enter. We are encouraged to say yes to everything, to be positive, to take on challenges, to add to the scene. But saying yes for the sake of saying yes means never stopping to make a decision. Learning to say no again, in my business, in my relationships, in my writing, in my day-to-day life, might not get a donkey to my birthday party, but it is just as powerful as when I learned to say yes. No is also an opportunity. No can open up worlds.
Aswell pairs her thoughts with a poem by Kay Ryan, who served as the United States Poet Laureate and who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 2011 for a collection that spanned 45 years of her writing. It was called The Best of It, and this poem is from that collection.
Ryan's verse is succinct, wise, witty, and bold. These intensely compressed introspections somehow manage to be funny and no-nonsense at the same time.
Yeses. Just behind the door, a second, but smaller by a few inches, behind which a third again diminishes, then more and more, forming a foreshortened corridor or niche of yeses, ending in a mouse's entrance with a knob too small to pinch.
The poem titled Yeses by Kay Ryan.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.